I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Here's a question for you. What do disabled veterans and prison inmates have in common? One possible answer is that they're each being helped by dogs. Inside Enfield Correctional Institution, there are all the expected security measures. Huge steel doors, armed guards, barbed wire fences, locked gates. But in one area of the prison, there's something a little different. There's a room with a huge mural painted on the back wall. It shows men and women in army fatigues playing with dogs. One woman's in a wheelchair. Inside this room, there are all sorts of props built to mimic items in a home. A refrigerator, a portion of a wall with a light switch on it. There's a door, literally a door to nowhere, in the middle of the room, with a leash attached to a handle. This room is where inmates train puppies to be service dogs for veterans.
Man, like, there's a lot of things that I've seen a dog do that I ain't never think a dog could do. I just thought dogs would bite you and howl and that's it. But, man, these dogs are smart.
Carlos Santiago is one of about 20 inmates who gets to train dogs as his job while serving time.
So, you know, we started off with basic commands as sit, stay, you know, here or whatnot. And it elevated to, you know, bring an object from a refrigerator back to me or wheel me around in a wheelchair or open a door for me.
Santiago was taught how to train the dogs by a group called America's Vet Dogs. Enfield has a contract to train 10 dogs at a time. Vet Dogs provides the food and other assistance. The prison pays the inmates just as they would for other jobs.
It's a perfect example of a win-win-win.
That's Joseph Timbrough. He's a counselor at Enfield. He says the trainers are constantly learning about themselves, and the prison culture has changed dramatically.
This is a prison. It's not always positive. It's not always fun. It's not always, you know, when you walk into this block, now you got 10 dogs, right? I think it takes the tension in the block down. It makes everybody a little bit more positive. It's very hard to continue to have a bad day when you come in there and there's 10 dogs of all ages wagging their tails. You know, they want to be pet.
Hey, buddy. Can I see Hill? Let's go.
That's a good boy, Clancy. Come on.
Prisons have actually been training dogs since the 1980s. A Dominican nun is credited with bringing the first training program to a Washington state prison back in 1981. Today, most states have some form of prison-based animal programming. It seems to be working. Inmates have reported feeling less depressed, less aggressive, and more empathetic. To be selected as a trainer, inmates have to pass a battery of tests to make sure they have the right temperament to train dogs. Santiago says he's learned a lot.
I learned I had no patience. I learned that I had, like, really no understanding on not just a dog, but just anyone else's feelings. Like, I always thought for myself or whatnot. And, you know, sometimes you have to put someone else first. You have to put other things first in your life to see your wrongdoings, to see what can you work on with yourself.
One of the dogs Santiago got to train was Casper, a big yellow lab mixed with a little golden retriever. A few months ago, Casper found a home with Bob Rapone. He's a Vietnam veteran who's been living with PTSD ever since he came home nearly 50 years ago.
I would have problems, but particularly with crowds going anywhere. Your crowds would bother me. I'd always be, you know, looking to, which I still do to a certain extent, but I'd always be looking for, like, a danger or something. Or, you know, if I was outside, even on my own property, I'd always be scanning the horizon for, you know, something that might be going wrong. And that goes way back to Vietnam, you know.
But having Casper at his side changed everything.
And I just feel so much more comfortable with him with me, and also just the companionship of having, you know, the dog with me. And it's made a great change in my life.
Casper can help Rapone get up from the chair. He can turn lights on, grab things from the floor. If Rapone is having a nightmare, Casper is trained to wake him up. Service dogs like Casper can respond to around 90 different commands. Rapone says he'd like to meet the man who raised his canine companion and thank him.
All right, roll. Okay.
Back at Enfield, inmate Santiago smiles as he shares some advice for Rapone on how to handle Casper.
Take care of my boy. Man, that's my boy, man. And what I would say to him, man, take care of him. He's a good dog. Yeah.
Santiago talks about life when he gets out, which he hopes will happen in the next year. As he reflects, he's thankful.
Raising a dog and then knowing that a dog passed stages of training, and then he went on to a vet, and a vet's taking care of him, or he's taking care of a vet, basically, and you helping someone out, just to know that you did that is a great feeling, man. It's a great feeling.
All the Enfield inmates are in the process of being transferred out. That's because it's closing. The state's prison population is down, so the inmates are being sent to different facilities across Connecticut. The dogs are also being moved to another facility, along with a program. But there's no barking, no biting, no anxiety. Just some furry, wagging tails and eager eyes, ready for the next chapter. David DeRoche, WNPR News.